Lots of people in the studio here this morning. Susie Landers from
Good morning.
Houghton is here, and Michelle Cederquist is here, and Peg Kalpi is here. We're going to talk to them in just a few minutes about their new adventure in downtown Houghton. But let's talk first, Susie, about the Uperluge. We know that it's coming up Saturday. Registration at 2 o'clock, and the downhill action at 3.
3 o'clock,
definitely. I don't know why this isn't an Olympic event.
You know what? It's getting there. As a matter of fact, I tell people this event has gotten so big that the women of engineering have decided to have their conference this weekend at the
same
time.
I know, right around. They called and they said, when is the Uperluge going to be?
Exactly.
And that became it. So they're all going to be here, luging and...
As a matter of fact, we are going to maybe add a little bit of a... Bubba doesn't know this, but we're going to add...
He always appreciates being surprised, I know this.
I know, because he was like, am I coming on the radio with you in the morning? I'm like, no, Bubba, you sleep in. actually, we're going to try to make it just a little bit more challenging this year. You know, a little bit more of an edge on it, a little bit steeper, ice it up a little bit. So we're going to show the women of engineering what Michigan Tech with Houghton can do.
The four-year-olds will appreciate that.
Well, remember, everyone has to wear a helmet.
Yes, that's one of the rules. And I did want to kind of run down with you because I've had some people
asking
me. We're
really excited. This event keeps growing and growing every year. Before we even started advertising, someone came up to me and said, hey, we've got our sled going. We're ready. So that means, you know, we're making some headway on this. It's really exciting.
So what are the basic rules in terms of building your sled?
Basic rules, first of all, just use a little common sense to the point of nothing metal, no fiberglass.
No wood.
No wood. No, anything like that potentially could be a hazardous, if you know, to the rider or to anybody else that's, you know, watching, any spectators.
Yeah, nothing hard.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. You can
cardboard,
use things that are
duct
soft.
Tape. You know, shower
curtains. Yeah, people like to use those.
Remember
shower curtains.
Did you remember the human sled last year? Do you remember that one?
Yeah,
that was great. There you go. he was only dangerous to himself.
Yeah, well, but he can be that way.
He can. So what we're doing this year, you know, before we, I know you mentioned on the radio too that it's open sledding tonight.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, yeah, I guess it's only Thursday.
It's Thursday, yes.
Exactly, tomorrow night. Thank
See,
you, Todd. Thank you for
right
keeping
here.
Me
See,
on
it
track.
Says it's Thursday.
And now we're going to be working on that luge all day tomorrow, so hopefully the timing is right. You know what I mean? I'm thinking late into the evening, you'll be able to try it. But it's going to take us most of the day to build it, to ice it, to build it.
And, of course, while this is going on, Isle Royal Street will be shut down on the downhill side from Sheldon Avenue.
Right.
So put that into your plans. And then certainly some open sledding for folks on Friday night. Try out your sled if you want to.
If you need,
that'll give you time to repair it before Saturday.
Exactly. And then on Saturday, registration will be at 2 o'clock for the different classes. And that will go on until by about 3 o'clock, and then right at 3 we'd like to start. And keep in mind, remember last year, we had people that started trickling down to watch the competition at 4 o'clock thinking this was going to be, you know, hours long. That's not how it is.
No.
It doesn't. It goes by pretty, unfortunately, goes pretty quick. I mean, I'm thinking within a half hour we'll be done.
Well,
then it's open for open sledding after that.
But I mean, quick is good. You don't want to have to watch these sleds going down the hill at, you know, 2 miles an hour.
Hey.
They go speedy fast.
That's right. So definitely if you're going to compete, get there a little bit early so you can fill out the registration form.
Yep. And the age groups are what?
Oh, Todd, you know I don't think of those things until the day. It depends
That's
what
why
kids
I
are
ask.
There. I kind of look at them.
My goal in life is to embarrass you.
I know.
Well, little kids, bigger kids,
medium-sized kids, than those big kids.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're taller than me, you're okay. Anyone shorter than me is the little kids, okay?
Okay.
And then above me will be the big kids.
You're like the ride at Cedar Point. We're going to have the big stick up there. You cannot luge unless you are at least this tall. Does it cost money to do this?
No. Once again, this is a downtown Houghton event that we're putting on for the community with no cost to participants.
And we have wonderful prizes.
Do we? No, I'm kidding.
I'm counting on you here.
Most of the time, all participants go home with a little something. Yes, they do.
A little something.
Yes.
what do they say?
You act like we have this always planned.
A pat on the back, a hearty handshake, and the warm glow of victory. That's
it. There you go. Exactly. And actually, we're hoping this year, too, we're going to have some maybe hot chocolate and stuff out, you know, at the bottom of the luge.
Oh, that would be nice. Mm-hmm. That would be good. Could you bring some up to me at the top of the luge?
I will. You know I will.
I've got to work on that because I'm at the top of the luge.
You are. That's right. You'll be at, Todd will be there announcing.
So I will be there, and I hope to see lots of people out.
Definitely. And keep in mind, you know, Saturday evening, please bring your sleds, bring your slide into your garbage bags, you know, rip your shower curtain off, get down and use that luge. I mean, this is a, it takes a lot of time and a lot of work to put this together. So I would love to see people there all evening.
Yeah, and sledding. Thanks to the city of Houghton Cruz, who spend so much of their time carting snow out of town. And then
right.
We go to them and say, hey, how about you bring some of it back? And
exactly.
They look at us with this strange look, but they do it. God bless them.
They do. They're a wonderful crew. You know, yes, we're very, very, very fortunate to have them.
Yeah, Mark, you ever drive through town after a snowstorm about 3 o'clock in the morning like I do, you will see why those guys are great.
Yes. So. And then when you're there, you can take a quick look at our ice sculptures from last weekend.
Yes, they're gorgeous.
Oh!
They're really cool.
So we had three. One broke. You know, I think it just fell over in the middle of the night. I do not think somebody broke it.
Oh, that's good.
That's what I'm going
that's
with.
That's good. I was gonna see if I could buy one and bring it home and put it in my dining
yes,
room.
Yes, actually, I mentioned I was going to try to auction them off.
Can I put it in
my dining room? Do I have a bid for? So anyway, those will still be up. So that'll be a great opportunity for people to check out the amazing talent of Rich, the chainsaw sculptor. So moving on, because
yes,
you know, Todd, you and I could keep talking about absolutely nothing.
Let's tell folks why Michelle Cederquist and Peg Kalpi are here.
I am really excited about this.
Because they are crazy.
Yes, they are.
That.
They
sit right
that.
Up here. Come on. Michelle is thinking she's going to have an attack of some sort here. She said, this is going to be worse than surgery, isn't it?
And
I said, yep, it is. It's a terrible experience. You are the founders and operators of the new business downtown, Your Crazy Place.
That's right.
We sure are.
We opened
see,
last
now
week.
You're off to a good start. Did that hurt at all? Did that hurt at all? Just a little bit? Okay. I have found out over the last few minutes why you call it Your Crazy Place, because the two of you are certifiably nuts. You are crazy. What do you have at Your Crazy Place?
We carry home decor, some repurposed furniture, kitchen gadgets, spa, lots of stuff in our spa, pampering.
Oh, pampering things,
yes.
Huh? So like after the Youper Luge, after somebody has tumbled down the hill and they are all black and blue, they should come and get some spa stuff so
exactly.
They feel good?
Exactly. Yep. That'll be perfect. We have things for sore muscles and aches and just to smell good and relax.
Organic soaps.
Oh.
Beautiful bracelets.
They have bracelets.
I bought a beautiful bracelet from there.
So if I needed something for my sweetie for Valentine's Day...
We would say, come on in.
Should I stop by?
Yeah. Well, you should stop by. And if you couldn't make a decision yourself, we'd be happy to have you leave with a gift certificate so she could do the choosing.
Okay. I would probably need to have you do the choosing because
we could do that too.
People to tell me how to. This is why I have two divorces in my background.
We'll take over, Todd.
Let's help you with that.
You guys could handle that all for me. Where is Your Crazy Place located?
We're right on a great block in Houghton, the 500 block. We're at 520 Sheldon, just nestled in between Siberia and Victoria's Kitchen.
Oh, that's a great place to be.
It is a great place to be.
How have things gone so far?
We opened a week ago, just a soft opening to kind of see if we could do this.
Of course you can do this.
And we will be having a grand opening sometime the beginning of March.
Okay, but you are open for business now.
We are open, yep, 6 days a week. We are closed on Sundays.
Well, my golly, I wish you both the best and hope that folks will stop by and say hi to you and welcome you to downtown Houghton at Your Crazy Place. And you can find out why it's called Your Crazy Place for yourself.
It's a great store. They have a lot of... Todd, am we running out of time? You always give me that look. Am I talking too much?
No, I have to check.
Okay,
here. We've
okay.
got a minute or so.
But they have so many different things. It's amazing in there, and it's two floors. It's just packed. You're looking everywhere. Anything: purses, scarves, jewelry, candles. Oh, these really cool. This tea that I bought, I love it. It's like this tea. It's a tea stick. I don't know why, but the tea tastes much better when it's in a stick. I don't know. Explain it to. I mean,
I don't know, but it was featured on The View, and Whoopi Goldberg loves them also.
I love it. I got the black tea with blackberry flavoring, and it's wonderful.
It's tea on a stick?
Well, no, it's like you open up. It looks like one of those twizz or those sticks, like the sugar that the kids always eat. You know, that you get.
Yeah.
You know, what are those called? Come on, no, I'm too old.
Remember. Yeah, like a pixie stick.
Yes, a pixie stick. It looks like that with the tea in it. And okay. I followed the directions perfectly. It says, don't dip it. You got to stir it. Yep. Right? See, I read the directions. Exactly. Yep. You would think you would never read the back of a tea box, right? But no, I wanted to do it right. And it is. You just keep stirring it and the flavor comes out. It's just, it's wonderful.
Oh, it's
so, I mean, there's a little something for everybody in there. And like I said, I got a beautiful bracelet. They have baby items. A friend of mine was in the other day and bought some really unique baby items. Kitchen gadgets. I love kitchen gadgets.
Susie has to be our new marketing manager.
There we go. I was so excited when you guys came.
So when it comes to tea, get rid of your old bag and go to our crazy place.
Just, you know what, it's just worth just taking a walk in there and taking a look at what they have, because they've brought a whole new basket of stuff to downtown Houghton, and I'm really excited that they're there. They brought some energy. You drive by and their window's great. You know, you can look in when you're at the stoplight, you just see so much stuff.
Never use crazy and basket in the same sentence. Michelle and Peg, good luck to you. Thank you both for coming in this morning. Susie, I will see you at the Uperluge.
I will be there.
Still plenty of time for you. If you have not put together your sled, it's not something that you have to spend 6 weeks constructing.
No.
You can get it together and join us for the Uperluge. Do you need to sign up in advance or just sign up there?
No, just if you're going to compete, you got to be down there between, say, 2 and 2:45. And like you said, this is something fancy. Get a lot of duct tape. Wrap yourself in duct tape.
What a great... Work perfectly. Absolutely. Hello, I'm a duck. Thank you for stopping by this morning.